Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Thank you for joining me today. I know it's a snowy day, and over here on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, we have been bombarded with snowstorm after snowstorm. So a lot of us are constantly digging out. I know I was out there this morning digging out. But I'm glad you took the time today to share and fellowship with us. Today I am blessed with a dear sister in Christ joining me, Valerie Gray. And she's going to be sharing with us how it is that she found the love of Christ in her life's journey. And I'm looking forward to that time. You know, today it's a blessing that we get an opportunity to hear one of those stories and to be encouraged and strengthened along this journey. Because, you know, family of God, it can be tough. It can be tough to do this walk, and it's extra hard if you're doing it alone. So this is why here at Yolanda Live, we are taking the time ever so often to stop in the middle of our teachings and just hear what God has done in individuals' lives. So I'm thankful that you've joined us on this journey in getting testimonies and hearing what the Lord is doing. And, you know, if the Lord is doing something in your life and you want to give us a call or reach out to us, feel free to do that. You know that you can reach out to me at YolandaDavis.com, and you guys know I always spell it, right? It's U-L-A-N like Nancy, D like dog, A, Davis, all one word, .com. I'll be glad to hear from you, and some of you know I will reach out to you, too, if you leave me your contact information. Because, you know, it's not about stardom over here. It's about us growing in grace and the knowledge of Christ together and learning what it is to hear the heartbeat of God and walk as he instructs us to walk. Amen? Bless the Lord Almighty. Just want to remind you guys that we have materials that will bless you along the way. You're familiar, those of you who listen to me, with the book that I have out there, Life-Changing Prevailing Prayer. I believe this book will bless you in your journey and help you to answer those questions, some of those really pressing questions about some of the things that you might feel are hindrances in your prayer walk. So feel free, once again, you can find that information on my website at YolandaDavis.com. Feel free to reach out and get that information. It's an ebook, it's in print. The last set of books in print did sell out, so we've got some more on order. Bless the Lord. And we also have the audio book, and it's a bit dramatized for some of the scriptures. So if you're interested in the audio book, for sure reach out to me on the website, and we'd be glad to get that out to you. Also, as you are aware, we have a Christian counseling service. And believe it or not, I'm airing from that office today here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, at Davis Consulting and Counseling. So if you are, you know, feeling like you could use some strength for the journey or there's some things that you want to work through, feel free to reach out to our offices. You can reach us and find out more information from our website at www.hearttoheal.org. That's HEARTTOHEAL.org. God has been faithful in making sure that we have a well-rounded set of services to offer you. You know, we even do phone sessions for people who are out of state and sometimes even out of the country. So feel free to utilize those services. Amen. Well, we've gotten some quick updates, and I'm so ready to hear from my dear sister. Bless the Lord. I know you are. And so I'm going to invite our sister Valerie Gray to come along and minister to you on today. Amen. Sister Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am extra blessed now that we're talking. Bless the Lord. Val, do you mind if we go to the throne of grace together?
Oh, absolutely not. Go right ahead.
All right. Okay, well, let's pray, and then you can go ahead and bless us. Father, I thank you for this time that Val and I get to fellowship with one another, Lord God, and be encouraged not only through your word, but through the testimony, the things that you have done in Val's life. And so we invite you by your spirit, Lord, to minister and to just say what you need to say to those who are under the sound of our voice. We thank you for it, and we give you honor and glory in Jesus' precious name. So, Val, it is
Amen.
So good to hear from you today. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord has on your heart. So I haven't really given the audience too much background on you. Do you mind sharing a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Valerie Gray, and I'm originally from New Jersey, but I currently reside in Northern Virginia. I'm in the IT field. I love the Lord. He's been such a blessing to me. He's blessed me in more ways than I can count, and I'm just thrilled to be able to sing his praise today.
Amen, amen. And, you know, that is so rich, because you have me thinking as you share that little bit about when we talked some time ago, and you were just sharing with me how you had come back to Christ and just how excited you were. And I tell you, it's infectious, because I got extra excited, and I've been at this over 30 years. And so tell us a little bit about this journey, because you did just excite my heart. How did you find your way back to Christ? Talk to us about that journey that you experienced.
You know, there's a saying, God works in mysterious ways, and I'm here to tell you that indeed he does. I found myself unemployed for 16 months. And, you know, I didn't tell a lot of people that I was unemployed, because people tend to run away because they feel you unemployed, you have no income coming in, and you're going to ask them for money. But, you know, I just prayed and kept praying. And at that time, I wasn't really walking that straight line with Christ. I wasn't, but I kept praying. And, you know, God brought me through those 16 months unscathed. And I give all the praise to him. And he put me into an environment where the woman that sat directly across from me was a Christian through and through. And in December of 2011, she took me to her Christmas program at Burke Community Church here in Burke, Virginia. And I came home from that Christmas program. It was a Friday evening program. I came home from that program, and I called my mother, and I told my mother, I said, I think I finally found that church. But I said, I have to go on a Sunday to listen to the pastor's sermon first before I decide. And I went that following January to the Sunday service and listened to Pastor Marty. And I have to tell you, it's what, 2 years, 3 years, almost 3 years? Later, two and a half years later, I'm still there. And I actually became a member in December of 2012. And I just love Pastor Marty and how he, bring the word to life for us on Sundays and during any other time of the day or year. And the women's Bible study, it's just spectacular. Because in my previous, I've been baptized 3 times, okay? The first time as a child.
Me too.
I
don't
know what
was
good. Going on.
I've been baptized 3 times too. Look at that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I didn't know what
I didn't
was
know we had that
on.
In common.
This is just something that had to be done in order to become a member of the church. Had no clue. Then when I was stationed in South Dakota, you know, another coworker actually took me to church with her, and I loved the church, and they helped me to understand exactly what it meant to accept Christ. And I did it. The moment that I accepted Christ, they took me to church and baptized me. And then I felt like I was cut off. There was nothing else, you know.
Wow.
But when I've been at Burke Community Church, I've learned so much. And for the first time in my 53 years of life, I actually read the Bible from cover to cover. And it was so enlightening to me. And it's been such a blessing to me to continue to study God's word and to continue to feel him and know that he's protecting me, you know. Because
Amen.
I've learned during this walk that fear and worry and things of that nature, it comes from the enemy. If you trust and believe in the Lord, you fear nothing. You worry about nothing. I had to stop worrying about my son. Me and my son is years old now. Me and my son have been estranged off and on and off and on. And we finally, you know, last May, we finally, you know, got together. But once we got together, I felt the enemy trying to use my son against me. So I had to let go and let God. You know, I did all I can do, but I couldn't let the enemy use my son against me to bring me down. I love my son. I absolutely love my son. But I love my Heavenly Father more. Because I love
him. Amen. Amen. I hear you on that. And, you know, you have blessed us with so much information in such a short amount of time. But I'll tell you what. You said some things I want to kind of dig into just to go back a little bit. You mentioned that you were stationed somewhere. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds like you're in the military. So give us a little bit of information there.
After I graduated high school, I went into the Air Force. So I ended up being stationed at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. Yeah, it was even though we've been having some chilling temperatures here in Northern Virginia, it was nothing like it compared to South Dakota. Trust me.
I hear you. I hear you. Wow. So you're in the military, and you're having to really trust God for a lot of things. I hear so much here, and I know personally, knowing you, that you're a very brilliant and driven woman, goal-oriented. It must have been tough over those years to have to give up your ability, per se, to do things on your own and begin to trust God with those things that you could very well have said, I'll make this happen. Tell me a little bit about that. How is that you turned that corner and said, you know what, I'm going to stop doing things in my own strength, and even when it comes to my son, and allow God to step in here and orchestrate. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Hey, you know, actually, that entire trust factor didn't occur until I started going to Burke. And I think all that time when I thought I was doing the Christian things, I don't think I really was. But now I am confident because of the learning and the people that I surround myself with. I am confident that I am doing the best that I humanly can to be the Christian that God wants me to be. So I didn't actually make that turn until I started going to Burke Community Church here in Burke, Virginia. That's when I actually made that turn. And it was a sharp turn, you know. But
I hear you.
So
the Lord was really using
that turn. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be able to fully trust in the Lord and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to get me through any situation. I still pray for my son because there's nothing else I could do, you know. But
Amen.
I'm just not going to let the enemy use my son to bring me down because he knew that my son was my weakness. And then when I noticed what he was doing, I put a stop to it. Oh, no, you're not going to do this to me. I'm just going to let go and let God handle my son. So I pray for my son and let God do the rest. He's going to take care of him. He's going to take good care of him.
Oh, I believe it. I believe
absolutely.
It's so
God.
Exciting, though.
No matter what he does says or what he doesn't do or what he doesn't say, he's still a child of God. Just
Amen.
Like I am, just like you are and all the listeners out there. You're a child of God. No
Amen.
Doubt about it.
And so we've got to get to the point where we're learning to trust God because
yeah.
of his love for us, that
right.
we would also love him in the way that we would surrender these things to him rather than trying to play God
yeah.
and fix them on our own. And isn't it interesting that we find all throughout Scripture, especially in the New Testament, where you see the major tactic that the enemy will use is that of devices within the family.
Yes.
And sometimes
yes,
it
yes.
may not be your children. It can be spouses. It can also be your siblings and your parents.
It could be your parents.
I know
parents.
Part of... When yeah, yeah. Well, part of my own testimony is that you know, as far as what I went through with my parents.
Right.
But thankfully, because of God's goodness, he turned that around as well, so that even though my mother had done so many egregious things, the love of God was able to get in there and turn it around so that she was reunited with Christ before she died. So I understand
right.
that is definitely a vice that the enemy uses to
yes.
try to separate us from the love of God.
Mm-hmm. Because
Amen.
When I... When I first started back on my walk with God, my father attacked me. He just started
mm-hmm.
attacking me. And I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have so many groups at Burke Community Church. And one of the groups that I went to, you know, I was speaking to them about this attack that I was receiving from my father. And I knew that the enemy was behind it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I pray about my dad because, you know, my dad just turned 80 in December, and I never seen my father walk into a church other than for a funeral and a wedding, you know.
Mm.
And I actually went to my cousin's funeral. My cousin Pat died not too long ago, and I went to her funeral. And before I started my walk with Christ and my Heavenly Father, I would not go to a funeral. I just wouldn't. The last funeral I went to was, I was 16 years old, didn't even know the person. This was a friend's parent who passed away. And I had
mm-hmm.
never been to a funeral ever since until my cousin passed away. I believe she passed away in October or early November. And that was the first funeral I ever attended. But because of my walk with God, I have a better understanding of death. And I felt confident walking to that church and attending my cousin's funeral and going to her gravesite. And, you know, everything
mm-hmm.
was okay because God has my back like he always does. And the pastor that was overseeing my cousin's service, one of the things he talked about and I was hoping and praying that it resonated with my dad was the fact that this couple was having a house built, and they wanted the house to be built to the exact specification, nothing different. Don't do anything unless we tell you to do. And they told the contractor what they want done, and to make a long story short, they came to look at the house, and the contractor showed him the ground level of the home, and they, okay, you know, let's see the bedrooms upstairs. Oh, no, you didn't say to add stairs. You didn't say anything about adding stairs. So they didn't
wow.
add anything. What the point was is to make sure you have stairs to go up to see the Lord.
That's a rich story.
Yes.
Wow.
Make sure
wow.
you have stairs in your life to get you to where you need to be with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Well,
yeah.
It looks like now we have a caller who
okay.
can give us a quick testimony. Thank you, caller, for being so patient. Just hold on just a quick second. And caller, unfortunately, it's going to be a short testimony. So we want to invite you quickly to share with us. Amen. Welcome to Yolanda Live. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Yolanda Live. You're live on air. Hello? Hello? Okay, well, I guess we'll put our caller right back on hold because time gets to be of the essence. Oh, we lost the caller. Well, you know, bless God. Thank you. Are you still there, Val?
I'm still here.
Bless God. So you know, I'm encouraged in that, you know, when we walk through this journey, that we can find, no matter how mature we are or what we're going through, that we can find ourselves back in a safe and whole place through the love of Christ. And, and Val, I wanted to ask you, what is your takeaway with that? I mean, I know you've had some really tough pieces, portions of your journey. Talk to us about what the love of Christ is doing for your own life. And as for the caller, if you want to call us back, feel free to give us a call back. Unfortunately, we lost your call. We'd be glad to hear from you. And I also want to give a shout-out to Frank Scarola, who I spoke to briefly by email, who had called in reference to the book Life-Changing Prevail in Prayer. I look forward to fellowshipping with you. But Val, tell us a little bit about that piece of the journey for you. How was it that the love of Christ has been transforming your life, and how are you finding that on your own journey?
The love of Christ to me has been such a peaceful experience. It gives me loving him and trusting him and believing in him and having faith in him. Just gives me a sense of peace. Like, for instance, with my son that I spoke of, it gives me a sense of peace that I can let go, because I'm a control freak, let me tell you, okay?
I hear you.
Let go and let God, trust me when I tell you, that is the God thing, because I always wanted to have my hand in the pot, you know? But having that peace within God and within his son and my Savior, Jesus Christ, it was so easy for me to just let go, and I've had to let go of a lot of things and just, you know, keep moving on. But in that process, God continues to bless me. Like, for instance, I've had allergies so bad, but I never had allergies until I moved to Virginia, and I had allergies.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said,
I had allergies so bad. And I just prayed about it. I prayed about it and I asked God for healing. I got down on my hands and knees. I cried and I said, please heal me. And one of the things that anyone in my family could tell you is that when I go to my oldest brother's house in New Jersey, he has a cat. At one time he had two cats. There was no way I could ever go to my brother's house without taking a cocktail of medication to keep me from having an allergic reaction from cats, because the cats was the main thing that I had allergic reaction to. So when I went to my cousin's funeral in New Jersey, I can't recall whether this was October or November, early November, but anyway, I stayed at my brother's house. And I'm going to tell you, not only did I stay at my brother's house and did not have a reaction to his cat, but I did not even take my medication with me. I have in the Lord. And you can ask anyone in my immediate family, and they will tell you that I pop pills every time I go and stay at my brother's house so that I would not have an allergic reaction from that cat. And that allergic reaction would trigger my asthma.
Amen.
So I have none of
that. We're working it.
None of that.
Wow, I hear you. You know, I can testify to God's ability to heal us and deliver us from these issues that we have in our life journey. And, you know, I believe that's what God wants for us all, for us to trust him in those quirky situations. And you know, just when we know that, you know, things are not going to the direction that we would like them to, but when we trust him and allow him to orchestrate it and just remain faithful and loving on him, that he will lead us and guide us in all truth according to his word. Well, Val, it looks like we have, and audience, forgive me, I call her Val affectionately because she's my sister in Christ and I love her to pieces. But it looks like we have that caller back. I'm going to try again to get a hold of the caller, and because we're getting low on time on the show, caller, we're going to keep the call short, but I want to hear what you have to say, bless God. So I'm coming to you now. Hello, and welcome to Yolanda Live.
Hello, Yolanda.
Yes. This is
Hi, you're not going to believe this, but this is Frankie.
Ha! Look at that. This is Frank Scarola. I just gave you a shout-out. We have been playing phone tag the last couple of days because he reached out to me. He's in the middle of reading my book, Life-Changing Prevailing Prayer. Bless God, I'm glad you called in.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
I know my time is limited, so I just wanted to share what I got
quickly,
this morning.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it quickly. You know, I was reading your book, and you talking about not engaging the enemy, but, you know, just being faithful to God. And
right.
then we talked about putting on the full armor of God. And as I was reading that, I was, you know, asking God, you know, teach me what is the full armor of God and what does it represent, you know. And then after reading your book, I went to listen to Dr. Jeremiah. And, and he was speaking about the full armor of God. And he said something that touched me, and I think it will touch a lot of your listeners.
Amen.
You know, he said that you know, when you wield the word, the sword of the Spirit, you know, what is that? It's not just the word, but it's the rhema word. It's the rhema word that you need for your situation, you know. And that kind of just opened up my, that just opened up my eyes reading your book and, you know, being sandwiched between what you're talking about and what Dr. Jeremiah was talking about. So God is really opening up my eyes through your book, you know.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear. I'm glad I'm hearing your voice. Frankie, where are you from?
Well, originally I'm from Brooklyn, but I'm calling from Queens right now, Regal Park, Queens.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to share. Please don't be a stranger. Thank you so much for sharing what the Lord is doing in your life. And I'm going to continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for me, please. And I'm just glad that we had a chance to finally touch base, because, guys, we have been trying to talk all day. Even last week we were trying to get a hold of one another. So you be blessed, Frankie. Thank you so much for sharing. And come back and join us again on Your Land Alive.
Yeah,
bless
definitely.
God.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Wow, how rich, how rich. Val, are you there?
I am still here.
Wow, how about that? So that was a good plug right in there, what we're talking about today, in reference to learning how to trust Christ and allowing him to lead and orchestrate us into this life we're supposed to live in vibrance. You know, amen.
Absolutely.
Bless God. And do you have anything you want to add based on what you heard Frankie saying?
You know what? God is good. He just is. He's an awesome God. And, you know, we just need to just sit still and just let him do what he can do, because only he
Amen.
Can do it.
That's rich. And, you know, today we're living in a day when people are finding it harder and harder to rely on Christ. That's the time we're in. We've become such a self-sufficient nation, you know, especially here in America. I'm sure it's abroad as well. But we're so self-sufficient that if we can't get things the way we like them, and I love how you shared, like, you're a little bit of a control freak. You know, I can be there too, because we're driven individuals, certain types of personalities. We will just make it happen. You know, we'll turn the impossible over, if you will. But you know, when you come to Christ, there's that process where we have to learn to turn over our drivenness to Christ and allow him to orchestrate us in a way that aligns with his kingdom. So I love that, and that when we are doing that, we find that even though on our own we could have had good results, relying on the Lord and letting him lead and guide us gives us great results, the results
Absolutely.
That align with his kingdom and not just bless us, but bless everybody around us. And it's cool how those blessings end up blessing people that we don't even know.
Right.
You know, generations to generation. I think that's so rich, you know. Val,
just be sure
I would
to remember
it.
To ask God for guidance. When you have a decision you have to make, ask God for guidance. He will give you that guidance and lead you down the right path. You know, ask him. Take time out for God. You know, I have a book that sits right beside my bed, and sometimes it ends up in my bed, that I read every morning, you know, and, you know, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I roll over and end up doing something else, but I try to grab that book first thing every morning, even before I get out of bed, and read God's word before I start my day. You need to take time, make time for God in your life daily. Before you, when you wake up in the morning and before you go to sleep at night, make time for him.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you on that. Now, you know, you must be reading my mind pretty good today. I was going to ask you just that. What would you encourage others to do who find themselves needing the hand of God but not sure what to do? And I think that is so key, what you're saying here, because you know, when we don't know how
to
talk to God, we miss it.
Find a space in your home where you have complete silence, complete privacy, so you could be one with God. And say your prayers, ask for guidance, ask for help, you know, praise him on the things that he's done for you already. Always remember to give God the glory. You know, you have
Amen.
To make time for him.
And Amen.
He will make time for you.
Bless the Lord. He sure will. I'm a witness to that. Now, Val, I don't want this to escape us. I know we're running out of time here, but I don't want this to escape us. You've been doing some traveling, and you're going to be doing some traveling soon. Tell us a little bit about where you're going to be going and what's going on there.
I'm actually, in April, I'm going with my church to tour the Holy Land in Israel. Now, pastor takes the church members every 2 years, and I went in 2013. But since I've gone in 2013, I've read the Bible from cover to cover, and everything that I saw, everything that I did will have a greater meaning to me the second time around. And I'm hoping that you will actually let me come back and tell you about this trip that I'm about to take. Because I mentioned earlier in my conversation that I was baptized 3 times. I never mentioned the third time. But the third time was in 2013 when we went to Israel and we were at the River Jordan, and my pastor baptized everyone in the River Jordan that wanted to be baptized.
Is. And, you know, here's something else. And, see, I know you well, but in this, family of God, those who are listening, this is why fellowship is important. Just as a preface here, I'm digressing a little bit. This is why fellowship is important, because you never know what you have in common or what you can relate to others in if you don't talk, if you don't share, if you don't take the time to get each other's hearts and get to know each other's hearts. Val, my third time getting baptized was in the same place.
No way!
In the River Jordan. It was. It sure was. And so I'm like, you can't go to Israel. And I went there. You can't go there and not get baptized, right? So I have my baptismal certificate. I think a year was 98.
This is so old.
Yeah, isn't that something? And I'm believing God to go back eventually, too. So that will be a blessing. But that's encouraging to know that we can, you know, walk where Jesus walked and hear and understand a little bit more of what he was meaning in Scripture and how we live that out when we see the places and we understand the times, you know, which also obviously speaks to studying the Bible. We need to learn how to study. And, you know, I know we're jumping around a little bit here, folks, but I'm hoping that you'll hear some of the underlying messages. One of the things that we're going to have to learn to do as the body of Christ is to get to understand who this Christ is we serve.
Absolutely.
You know, and we do that through, obviously, through prayer and also through discipleship. You know, I know a lot of us are running from place to place, and we don't have a home church. Like Sister Val had mentioned, she goes to Burke Community Church, and she's so connected there. The pastor is involved in her life. The women are involved in her life, and she's got a team. And, you know, a lot of times we fail.
A good team.
Yeah. And then those like myself and others who are strong in the faith who come alongside you in your journey. You know, the average person doesn't have that in the faith. And this is what we're going to have to do as the body of Christ. Find the time and find that church where we can come and be encouraged. Find your team and work it out. You know, especially when it comes down to understanding Christ. We don't want to pray on a regular basis. We don't want to take the time to study the Scriptures and find out the heart of God, you know, and we don't want to be discipled. So I'm encouraging us to challenge ourselves to do those very things. And as we do, we'll begin to work out our salvation with fear and trembling and begin to overcome in places where we've found ourselves stuck. You know, and finally, my last point there would be that we'd also find ourselves walking in the love of Christ rather than the legalistic portions of religion, which is a whole other sermon and time to discuss. But you know, this is part of why these things are important, so we can have a more holistic and fulfilling experience when we're in the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm encouraged by that. Anything you want to add there before we get ready to close out here?
People, just know that God loves you. Just remember that God loves you. So,
Amen.
You know, come to him and pray to him and love on him like he's loving you. And, you know, everything is going to be okay. You know, I'm just so blessed just so blessed that I have such an extremely wonderful support system, and God keeps bringing these beautiful people into my life, like Dr. Yolanda Davis, you know, because I hadn't had been in touch with her in years, and I am so glad to be reconnected with her. You have no idea.
Amen.
Sister in Christ, you know, just pray, and God will bring the right people in your life at the right time, but he is there for you.
Amen. Well, Val, do this, since we have a couple of seconds left here. Pray for those who are listening to us. You know, encourage somebody, because I know somebody today just needs to be encouraged. Pray for those who will be under the sound of our voice. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to my Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you touch all these listeners here today and bring them into your fold. Help them to understand just how much you love them. They are all your children. Bring them closer to you. Help guide them. Help them to make time in their lives for you. Everyone needs to take this time and this opportunity to pray and ask God for guidance and just, you know, just grab hold of him and let him help you, because he wants to help you. Don't let the enemy take you down. Oh, Heavenly Father, just please help these people that are your children. They want you. They need you. And he's going to listen. Just have faith that he's going to listen. And,
Amen.
You know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came here so that we could be forgiven for our sins. And we are. There's nothing that you
Amen.
Could have done that God will not forgive you for.
Amen.
God will forgive you. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came here to earth in the flesh so that you will be forgiven.
Bless
us. And I close this prayer in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad, Val, that you came and shared with us today. Thank you so much for taking the time out, because I know you're busy and you
pleasure.
Do a lot of traveling.
Have
can you
me.
Just, for those who may be in your area, because somebody might be listening from Virginia, who may be in your area and may want to stop by your church, can you give us some contact information for your church?
Okay, it's burkecommunity.org, I believe it is. I keep forgetting if it's .org or .com. I believe it's .org, but I could tell you real quick what it is.
Mm-hmm.
burkecommunitychurch.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, burkecommunity.com. And they're in Burke, Virginia, at 9990 Old King Mill Road. And we have four services, one at 8:15, 9:30, 11, and the last one is at 6 p.m. Come and join us.
Amen.
You can come join us today.
I will be
All
there.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get at 6. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah, I'm going at 6 because I didn't feel like getting all this snow off my car this morning.
Oh, I hear you. Oh, my gosh. That was something else that we could be traumatized by, right? And so,
yeah,
and so
I go
know
to
the 8:15
service today. I'm going to the 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. Now
yeah.
I know the women's ministry does a lot of stuff together, too. And you guys are hosting a retreat. Is it too late for people to register for the retreat?
Yes, unfortunately, it is too late. We're going to White Sulphur Springs in Man's Choice, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Yes, and I'm going to be there. Bless the Lord. I'm looking forward to that fellowship.
That's why I'm so excited.
Because
I went last year for the first
time,
and it was awesome, absolutely awesome.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. Well, once again, Val, I thank you for coming and just hanging out with us and just encouraging us today. And I just pray that you be blessed beyond your own expectation and that God continues to do a great work in your heart and in your life. So you
thank
be blessed
you.
And stay in touch. Once you finish your travels, feel free to call us back. I always like return visitors. Bless the Lord. So on that note, I'm going to let you go, Val. And for those who are listening, who, you know, want more information, who may want to know more about the ministries that Yolanda Live is involved in, feel free once again to reach out to us online. We can be reached at yandadavis.com, U-L-A-N-D-A
davis.com or at www.heart2heal.org. You can find a lot of information between those two sites on what we're involved in. And for those of us who are looking to grow in the faith, feel free. You can go to any place like Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Nook Books, and get a hold of Life-Changing Prevailing Prayer. And I'm hoping that as a result of our time together, at any time that we interact, especially when it comes down to the radio program and Bible studies and things that we offer, that you will walk away not having been my fan, but being more dedicated to Christ, having more tools to understand his heart and draw closer to him and experience what it is that he has for you. I'm a firm believer in a destiny for us all, that God foreknew us and he predestined us before the foundation of the world. And I'm hoping that there will be a core of believers in Christ Jesus around the world who will tap into that and begin to experience all the blessings, use all the gifts and talents, and allow the Holy Spirit to be able to orchestrate anything he desires through their lives. That's my goal. That's my vision statement here. So as we talked to Frank today, who reached out to me, through the website, thank God for Frankie, this is what I do for everyone, because it's not about me, obviously, right? It's about the kingdom of God and how it is that we can connect according to Scripture and draw out the heart of God for all of our experiences. So I want you blessed, family. If you need, prayer, if you need counseling, if you want to be encouraged or need recommendations for any kind of materials, feel free to reach out to us. I'll give you my office number, too. The office number is 484-626-5024. Now, I obviously don't answer the phone every single time because I may be in session or I may be away. But if you leave me a message, as Frankie can show you, I'll reach out to you, because that's my heart's desire, even if it's just to pray. So I encourage you today to utilize any of those materials or resources for your growth. And if you're out in the Virginia area, to obviously enjoy service with my dear sister Valerie Gray. And let And talk to an usher and say, I'm looking for Valerie Gray. She was on the radio program, and I just want to thank her for the invite. Go right ahead. That will be a blessing. So on that note, guys, I'm going to get out of here because I'm sure I'm going to have to shovel some more snow when I'm done. But I want you blessed. So let's just, thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness again over the body of Christ, over my sister Val, for her coming and ministering to us today and encouraging our hearts. Bless her, Lord, where she needs it the most. And I pray, Lord God, that if anyone is struggling with anything today, Father, that the Spirit of God will find them where they are and by his love and grace bring them to the place you desire for them to be. Lord, we thank you for all you're doing and how you're going to orchestrate this in our lives. And we bless you in advance, Father, for all of the things that you're going to do and how they'll play out. And Lord, we come against the tactics and strategies and schemes of the devil that come to kill, steal, and destroy and distract and discourage us and keep us from praying and keep us from seeking fellowship and keep us from doing the hard work, Lord God, that may be entailed in us experiencing deliverance and victory. And so we praise you, Lord, for how you're going to bring this about. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. So, Lord, bless those under the sound of my voice, not just them, but their families as well. Work it out for those who need jobs, for those, Lord God, who are in need of a word from you today, that they would hear your voice and that it would be orchestrated on their behalf. We bless you and give you honor in Jesus' name. On that note, guys, I am out of here. Be blessed. Love you. Bless the Lord Almighty. Glory to God.
Adopted me.